We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So I want to propose to you this comment that one of our listeners made and see if you agree or disagree with it. A little bit of context. It has to do with our little sister Chelsea's love life. So you've been hearing it along here in her radio novelas. Dated Frosted Flakes, the dude that flaked on her three times. Mm-hmm. Still mm-hmm. gave him many opportunities. El Señor de los Baños most recently. A guy that hit on her while he was in line at the restroom. Mm-hmm. And he was also on a date with another girl at the time. First date, but he was open with Chelsea. Like, yo, I'm not digging her. It's our first date. And I couldn't pass up this opportunity. What if I never see you again?
I don't believe anything that guy has to say.
Chelsea gave him a shot. They went out on dinner. Things were going great. Then Chelsea found out that El Señor de los Baños was also hollering at her good friend, Jen.
I mean, the nerve.
So rude.
So, interesting. Jeffrey from the 949 texted us this, basically saying that Chelsea's picker is a little bit off. And he made a generalization about people and a certain type of person and want to know if you agree or disagree with him. Jeffrey said one of the problems is that, quote unquote, average looking people would never dare approach Chelsea for fear of being rejected. I can see that, right? Because she's absolutely successful, smart, beautiful woman.
I feel like that happens. That's natural with a lot of people. Like, you know, you see somebody and you're attracted to them and then automatically you're self-deprecating about it and you say, like, that person's out of my league. I shouldn't get rejected.
Right. So, and he goes on to say, only the pretty boys would approach Chelsea, and majority of the pretty boys, not all, but majority, are shady as hell, which then hurt her or the chances of her having a successful relationship. So, recap. Basically, what homeboy's saying is, and the question that we have for you this morning, are, quote-unquote, more attractive people usually more shadier in relationships compared to, quote-unquote, average-looking folk, a.k.a. abstract beauty like myself? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. I would agree with that. And I think my wife, Janet, discovered it, and she's happily married for the last 7 years to, you know, a beautiful daughter and a baby on the way. And thankfully, her biggest fear did not come true. Our first daughter's gorgeous. So things are working out for her, Chels. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I think nowadays, I think this rings true more now with social media and with apps and with things, more so than ever. I mean, I think that the more attractive someone is, the more desired they are, right? In terms of looks only. We're not talking about personality. They could all be scumbags.
Because a lot of it goes down on dating apps, and really that's what you're looking at.
Yeah. Over time, yeah. But now dating apps are so all over and so in your face that, let's just be honest, if you are a super hot person and you have 50 matches on Tinder, you're going to value each match and each interaction a little bit less than if you are just, say, an average-looking person who maybe has 2 matches. You're going to put more effort into all the matches just by nature of opportunity.
See, but for me, I don't necessarily base everything on looks at all. I mean, obviously, to be attracted to a person, but for me, it's more about personality and confidence. So I think I'm a pretty open, welcoming person. So I do like when people approach me. Like, I'm willing to have a conversation and that.
But we're not talking about you. You're a nice person. We're talking about scumbag hot dudes.
Chelsea, but let me put it to you this way before we got to wrap up and then continue to our listeners. But think back, right, at the dudes you've dated. And just, in your eyes, just physically attractive. Meaning, as they were more attractive, they were way more shadier. Just be honest.
It's hard to say, because I feel like, but I'd maybe be on your side about this
and one. And Brett, let's be honest. They have more options, right?
It's just natural. I mean, if you have just waves of people coming at you, we're all human, and if you're a single dude and you've got all these options, you're just going to value each specific one less just by nature of numbers. Yeah, it's a numbers game.
It's going to be a lot easier for me to be loyal to my wife, not only because I love her and I adore her, but the options aren't there. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, and she's absolutely gorgeous. I'm totally out of my league. Beautiful tapatía from Jalisco, you know? But anyways, we want to hear from you. Be honest on this. Are more attractive people usually shadier in relationships compared to quote-unquote average-looking folk, a.k.a. abstract beauty. 877-971-HITS. What are your texts saying, Brian?
Because the texts are killing me today. You guys are on fire. There's too many to read, but I picked a couple right here. From Christina and Whittier, the ugly guys feel blessed. The pretty ones feel like you're obligated to them.
Let me just say amen to that. Christina from Whittier, where the girls are prettier.
Here's a good one for the 562. Yes, pretty guys are generally shadier. My boyfriend, who I love for 2 years, is not someone who I would have swiped yes on to an app. But we met through Fitbit, and all the guys who were, quote, my type ended up being a-holes.
Yeah, right.
Like connecting more on values and
exactly.
Stuff like that.
Finding, yeah. Getting past that one, the photo itself.
Yeah.
From the 626, I agree. I definitely think the average-looking people have less options. I tried Tinder, and they were all e-blank boys. I finally found my boyfriend, who was amazing. I love him to death. But he's also generally not the option I would have gone for on a dating app.
Oh, man.
People are saying once they got past the superficiality of these dating apps, they found guys they like who just generally are a little bit more on the average side.
It's like when you're eating or drinking something that doesn't taste very good. But once you get past that initial taste, it's really good for you.
Awful.
It's healthy for you, Chelsea.
No way.
Let's go to our phone lines. Melissa from North Hoe, good morning.
Good morning.
Melissa, do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Okay, before you continue, do you consider yourself being a beautiful person? See?
Okay, but I think there's a separation between women and men on this one. I think that attractive women can still be good, like nice, good, decent human beings. But attractive men, I mean, that's a different story.
You actually might be right with that, you know, one, I mean? To be honest. I think that's a problem why us single women have a hard time.
Of course. Melissa,
guys.
Why do you, though, disagree that more attractive people are shadier in relationships?
Because some of the worst experiences I had were people that were average or just not as attractive.
Was it because they were, like, insecure?
I think so. Like, one was just straight kind of, like, verbally abusive, and then
wow.
One was
not cool.
Normy. So, I'm like, okay.
Maybe this looks has nothing to do with it. It's just guys with this many options. I mean, I guess if you're an average-looking guy, you could still find your matches on Tinder if you work hard enough. So maybe it's just so many options. We can't be trusted with this many options in the world and not be scumbags.
You know, basically, I'm so glad that you're finally understanding the single struggle for us girls, Brian. I see that you're really feeling it.
Well, I mean, I've been on the other side of this one before. And I was when I was single, I was not a fun guy to date. I know it was fun for a while.
So then, Melissa basically saying she's dated some ugly dudes.
Who were jerks.
And they've been jerks. Mm-hmm. Right, Melissa?
Yeah. No, they were horrible.
What kind of dude are you dating right now, or are you happy and single?
No, I'm dating an awesome guy right now.
Cool. And is he pretty attractive or not so much? Be honest.
He's very attractive.
Hey, Melissa!
Yeah, girl. Yeah, get
there
it.
Go. There you go.
Does he have any good, any single friends?
He has one single friend.
Okay. I'm
and is he somewhat attractive?
I don't want to answer this.
Nope.
Moving on.
I take the Fifth Amendment.
Melissa, we love you, girl. Have a great day.
You too, thanks.
Oh, that's funny. Bye. Alex from LA, do you agree or disagree that more attractive people are actually shadier in relationships?
I agree. It gets really overwhelming for us attractive people. Like,
it's amazing.
Let me add attractive and humble.
Hey, man, the struggle's real for these hot people.
It really is. Like, people really think that we have all day and all night to, like, you know, to go on dates. And it gets really tiring, you know. And,
oh,
like,
gosh.
To meet the same, like, people all the time. Like, we get tired, too, you know. We have a right to say no, too.
I think it's a little bit of confidence, too, how hot you think you are and how shady you're going to be. But it
yes.
Really,
no, that's true, because there's some, like, non-attractive people, but you're like, what is up with this person? Like, they're ugly, but it's cute, and it's their confidence, and that is what really, really
So I think the thing is, it's dating someone who is good-looking but doesn't know they're good-looking. That's almost like the best, because then they're more humble, they're not, like, you know, trying to see all the options out there. I think
maybe
that's,
not that they don't know, but that they don't put so much importance on
exactly,
that.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
I don't think that you can't know that you're attractive. I think...
Alex, I love it. Thank you so much for agreeing that more attractive people are shadier in relationships because, as you're saying, there are just so many more options for you. It's tough to choose just one.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Alex.
Yeah. And then it's hard to settle because then everybody wants to settle with you. You know, it's so hard.
You crack me up.
I'm going to hold you down, Alex, before you hit your prime. Alex, we love you and your honesty, and have a great week with your beautiful self.
You too. Have a great day.
Oh my gosh. She is a whole nother level right there. I think bottom line, man, it's about confidence, mm-hmm. right? And obviously, it depends on what you're putting value in when you're looking out there, right? Yeah. Obviously, on a dating app, it's kind of tough to see what their values are, you know what I'm saying? But once you get to know them, you can find out immediately, you know, a little more about what their values are and what they put importance in life.
Well, it's also like, it also does stand to state that if you swipe right on somebody who looks like an Instagram model, who's got like nonsense in their bio that means nothing.
All
like,
the selfies.
Right. And you go out with them because you think they're hot and then they act like a douche immediately and you hang around. That's also your fault.
Yeah.
Like, if the person shows who they are right away and you know they're just a pretty guy who's like doesn't have a lot to him and you hang around and they act like a pretty guy and they treat you like garbage, well, come on. I mean, you had that coming.
If you're a girl and you're struggling in the dating world right now because you date a bunch of pretty guys and they're terrible, do a one-week experiment.
Mm. Okay.
Let's call it the Ariana Grande experiment.
Find your Pete Davidson, everybody. Yeah. Find your Pete Davidson.
Find your Pete and let us know how it goes. Chelsea, you should try it too.
Go for the funny guys. You don't want me to date comedians, though.
No, you don't want to date comedians.
Exactly.
No, no.
Just a funny guy. It worked for my wife. Trust me. She's very happy. All right, 877-971-HITS. Text us once you find out how that experiment goes.
I'm getting off all dating apps after this, I think.
You go, Chels. Try it out. Try
yeah, that's
it out,
a good
girl.
Strategy. Just give up.
Well, no,
what I'm
saying.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.